ranked one of America's top research universities, the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee plays a vital role in shaping the future of Milwaukee and Wisconsin. UWM's diversity, academic excellence, and world-class research contribute to the region's economic development and quality of life. Meet the people behind the creativity and discoveries on UWM today. Here's the host, Tom Lujack, Vice Chancellor of University Relations.
Wisconsin has a great reputation for the quality of its workforce, with employees who are hardworking and dedicated to getting the job done right. But while there are many leading companies in a wide variety of industries that employ those Wisconsin workers, in recent years, our state has not had a reputation as a good place to start a business. In fact, Wisconsin consistently comes in near the bottom of the lists that track entrepreneurs. Now, that may be changing. This spring, UW-Milwaukee will have a grand opening for the new Lubar Entrepreneurship Center, a state-of-the-art building dedicated to helping today's college students learn what it takes to be an entrepreneur. There's nothing quite like it in Wisconsin. On this edition of UWM Today, we get a sneak peek at what will be inside the $10 million addition to UWM's Eastside campus. Joining us in the program today are Brian Thompson, president of UWM's Research Foundation and the director of the Lubar Entrepreneurship Center, and alongside him, Ilya Avdiv, a director of innovation at the Lubar Entrepreneurship Center and also an associate professor of mechanical engineering in the College of Engineering and Applied Sciences. Gentlemen, welcome to both of you. Glad you are here. And we should be ready to pop some champagne or maybe throw a few streamers soon, because after many, many years of planning and talk, the Entrepreneurship Center, the Lubar Entrepreneurship Center, is about to have its grand opening. Got to be very, very rewarding for both of you. Part of a big vision, right, Brian?
Indeed. And Tom, we're pleased to be back. We've been building programming for a while, and it's an exciting time in May to be opening the building.
And we should point out that entrepreneurship is not a new concept on the campus, but this physical space that will be the home for entrepreneur programs is, in fact, different.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Tom. And it's really exciting to see a physical space where people who've been kind of scattered around campus can actually be together and find it sort of like a place where you see like-minded people on a daily basis, and you can really like have these creative collisions in a very tight environment. And that's kind of what's, you know, makes hubs of entrepreneurship that powerful, that you can concentrate people working on kind of like in the same domain in a very tight space.
The building itself is really, really neat to look at. It's at the main south gateway to the campus itself at the corner of Kenwood and Maryland Avenue. So folks who are driving on the east side can swing by. I believe just about all of the earth moving equipment is gone. The fence is about to come down. It's a pretty space. How did you go about designing what this building would look like when thinking about a home for entrepreneurs?
Well, let me say at the outset, we are, of course, deeply grateful to the Lubar family and others that helped make this possible. They're investing in UWM and in Milwaukee because it's important to them. And they joined us on a journey looking around the country. We like to say that we stole the best ideas from everywhere. And so we've shaped a space that we think will work well for UWM, as well as using ideas that we're able to borrow from other entrepreneurship centers around the country.
It's probably also important to point out to our listeners that this is not directly connected to the business building, because I think a lot of people think of entrepreneurship and they think, oh, you must be majoring in business or finance or economics. That's not the way you define entrepreneurship today, is it?
Right, right. So the most important thing here is entrepreneurial thinking. And that's something that any student on campus can really take advantage of, whether they're art major, architecture major, engineering, or business major. And they can apply entrepreneurial thinking to their research, to their education, to their life. Entrepreneurship, as a very narrow activity of creating new value, new ventures, is also not necessarily just a business activity. Because if you look at the Silicon Valley, most of the entrepreneurs are actually not business majors; they're all engineers, computer scientists.
So by design, the Entrepreneurship Center is not in the business school or engineering like it might be in other universities. It's separate so that we can access and students from all disciplines can access us in an easy way. The other thing that we've done is we've put the UWM Welcome Center into this space. And so we want every student and family, prospective student to UWM, to look at this center and see entrepreneurship as something that they can do at UWM from the very first time they visit campus.
And that's really important because there are literally thousands of people who come to Milwaukee, in many cases for the first time to the city, to come and check out the campus to see whether it's a good place for their children to go to school. And when they come to UWM, they will physically be in the same building where the entrepreneurs live.
And Ilya mentioned entrepreneurial thinking. I think it's important to highlight. It's not just for people that want to start companies either. These are skills that we believe will make our students successful in their careers regardless of their chosen discipline. Some will go on to start companies. I think that's great. But what we know from employers and others is that they need individuals who are deep in their domain but also have these cross-cutting skills like innovation, entrepreneurial thinking, and that's what we're trying to achieve.
Because this is radio and it's not TV, and that's a good thing, we don't have the benefit of pictures to be showing our listeners at the same time as we discuss the building. But let's describe the building. What would a visitor to the Lubar Entrepreneurship Center see when they walk in the front doors?
Well, first of all, what you're going to see it is a very light and open space. This is an idea we borrowed from other places in the country. There is a central atrium that really anchors the building. Coming off that is an instructional space, and I'm going to let Ilya talk a little bit about our philosophy there. But it's a two-story atrium. It's overlooked by an innovation lab on the second floor, by a touchdown space for entrepreneurs. Throughout the building are flexible spaces for people to sit, meet with advisors, and collaborate. And Ilya talked about those collisions. So it's a place for intentional collisions. You'll see it's a very light building. Right now, it's kind of a blank canvas. We're looking forward. I joke that it will be it'll never be as clean as the day before it opens. And after that, it will become a working space. There will be people innovating there, and we want to show the artifacts of that work. And then I'll ask Ilya to talk about the instructional space because we've thought a lot about how to approach that.
Right. So the kind of learning that will be happening in the space is going to be immersive and experiential. So if you're looking for a lecture, there are other spaces on campus that are better suited for this. And as an engineering faculty, I'm kind of conditioned that there are two kinds of educational or learning spaces. One is a lecture hall, one is a lab. So you can do some either hands-on activities or listen to instructor. In the Lubar Entrepreneurship Center, the philosophy is very different. So the instructional space is a lever. It's a tool. And you can actually create any kind of environment that facilitates the best kind of learning that you want to have. So if you're teaching a creative class or design thinking class, you use the space in a different way as if you're teaching a lean lunch class or something else. But more importantly, it's not going to be an instructor preaching from the podium to an audience. It's going to be hands-on, experiential type of learning. And it requires different arrangement of furniture, different use of audio-video equipment, and so on and so forth. So the space becomes a lever. And anyone who will be teaching in this space has to be intentional in using that lever in setting it up. So we won't like preset it in a way that will work for everybody else.
Are there going to be pieces of equipment in there to do design work or you know, a soldering table? I think of innovation, I think of entrepreneurship, and I often, to my mind, I think of invention, someone who is making something.
Yes, but we're also going to complement what's already on campus. So we have two innovation labs or innovation studios. We have a software innovation lab that will house our app brewery as well as offer a place for people that are developing software ideas. We also have what was originally envisioned as a hardware maker space, but that's really going to complement what we have in other places on campus. We have a really active student prototyping club who's doing great work. They're actually helping build some things for the building when it opens. And so there will be some of that, but it's also going to leverage the other things that we already have on campus.
So in terms of an engineering student, for example, Ilya, yeah. that's in yeah. your wheelhouse. How would you envision a student who's taking a mechanical engineering class or an electrical engineering class, and they're learning how to build something? What would they be doing inside the Lubar Entrepreneurship yeah. Center that they couldn't do over in the engineering building?
Right, a great question. So one of the key, I think, key educational sort of thrusts of the center will be collaboration between faculty from different parts of campus. We call them Ideas Challenge faculty. And the goal is to take a faculty from occupational therapy and a faculty from engineering and faculty from design, and create a class where students from different disciplines can come in and be innovative and creative. We know for a fact, research shows that diversity on the teams increases the creativity of students and promotes it. So we envision engineering students taking classes that are these collaborative classes, and they will happen in the building. Because it's a very kind of like, I think of it as a very neutral kind of area, you know, where kind of like a Switzerland on campus where, you know, when I leave my engineering building, I don't feel like, you know, I'm this is my domain, this is my home field, right? This is like a place where I collaborate rather than I invite people to work with me on my home field. So this is it's going to be a very interesting field there. And for students, I think it's also going to be unique because they're kind of accustomed to this disciplined classes they take inside engineering or architecture.
They get into silos, right? If you're
correct.
A nursing student or if you're in social welfare, you're spending a lot of your time in one building that is dedicated to nursing or to social welfare. There still is room in the entrepreneurship center, though, for that nursing student to come in and think about entrepreneurial programs.
Yeah, in fact, we've had some nurse innovators who have been through our programming, through our Startup Challenge and through our other programs as well. And Ilya mentioned the Ideas Challenge. Instructors and faculty. That's a very intentional approach to seed the idea of entrepreneurship in different disciplines on campus. And so we now have 24 faculty that are among our early adopters, and we're getting them to think about how they teach their class and pivot existing classes to include innovation entrepreneurship themes, as well as linking them together. So you get those interesting pairings between health sciences and engineering, or design and engineering, or business and other disciplines and architecture. And so we've been very intentional in how we're going to use the space and in seeding a set of people that are going to help us activate it with students as we open.
You mentioned at the beginning of the program that not only will this be the home for entrepreneurial programs, but it physically is connected to the place where those prospective new students, the high school juniors or seniors who are going around the Midwest kicking tires of universities to see, is this where I want to be? They'll be in that building too. What do you think they'll learn as a prospective college student about entrepreneurship, knowing that it's right down the hall from where they're trying to figure out if the housing is any good and if the food at the university is going to appeal to them?
Yeah, they will learn that entrepreneurship is a contact sport. So they will see people actually working in the atrium. They will see classes spilling out in the atrium. They will see some weird activity. They will see some people dancing, you know, because it's a part of the curriculum that we use all the time in our pop-up classes. They will realize that, you know, thinking is not happening inside your brain. You know, you actually use your whole body to think and be creative. But they will also, if they go upstairs, they will see student startup challenge teams just having like a place where they can work, and they will see iCore teams, and they can see entrepreneurs in residence who will be, you know, accessible to them. They can just like bump into them and talk to them. It's going to be a very sort of, they will realize that they're not just a part of a student cohort that just go from class to class and the dorm, but they're part of this kind of family, you know, that includes faculty, staff, students that are all trying to create something new.
And I think you mentioned that this is unique, the pairing of the Welcome Center and the Entrepreneurship Center. And I hope they walk away saying, that was different. Because it really is different. It's a different approach and an exciting approach.
You're listening to UWM Today here on WUWM. So good to have you with us this week. I'm Tom Luchak, and joining us in the studio are the two people who are, I will say, at the helm of the entrepreneurship on the UWM campus, Brian Thompson and Ilya Avdiv. Brian is the director of the new Lubar Entrepreneurship Center, and Ilya Avdiv is the head of innovation inside that new facility. It's a $10 million building that opens its doors this spring, right at the corner of Kenwood and Maryland Avenue. Been under construction for a couple of years, Brian, and now the dream is finally realized. What about the rest of the community? We've been talking about the students and faculty who are teaching those students in this building, who are all gathered there to learn about innovation and entrepreneurship. What about our listeners? I mean, are the doors open? Can people come in and visit and take a look around at this space where new ideas are born?
You mentioned at the top of the program that Wisconsin certainly faces some challenges in this area. But I think what you'll find is Milwaukee has a growing network, and the more connected we are, the stronger we are together. And so the answer is yes. We have a joke that we seldom turn down a cup of coffee, and there's actually a coffee shop in the space. And what we've actually found, we've had community members who asked if they could participate in our student startup challenge, for example. And what we found is that by inviting them in, they got something out of it, but they actually brought more to our students. By being in the programs, we've seen one woman has a startup in Shorewood, is mentoring students on their financial models. And so we want to, first and foremost, we're about serving the UWM students and faculty, but their experience is enriched by having the community members around that. So we would love to have people involved in that process. The other element is ICOR, and I'll ask Ilya to talk about how that touches multiple places in the community.
Well, let's describe what ICOR is.
Oh, yeah. So ICOR is a program funded by National Science Foundation. It's about 5 years old or so. And the aim of the program is to help translate fundamental basic discoveries from the labs into the society through commercialization of research.
And this is talking about the faculty members.
Correct.
The researchers.
Yes, faculty members, graduate students, postdocs, so anyone who's involved in a fundamental or applied research. And ICOR is specifically a program that kind of like switches the mindset of faculty from being in the lab and, you know, doing exciting research to trying to find out what problem this research can solve right now or in the near future, right? So, and that requires actually going outside of the lab and talking to prospective customers or partners that can help you commercialize research. And that's the kind of activity that faculty are not necessarily trained for. And you can think of this program as a kind of like a learning training program for faculty and students, where we introduce this concept of a lean lunch, where you don't have you have a lot of guesses about who needs your discovery or technology and why, and what you want to do is you want to test those hypotheses. So you create a business model canvas, which is a very short form of your business idea. And everything is treated as a guess, as a hypothesis. And you go outside and you talk to people, ask them very intelligent questions in the right way, in a way that even your mom cannot lie to you. So you try not to bias them or ask for some like, you know, oh, please tell me how awesome this idea is, but rather, what is your problem? And, you know, and try to find that. And then you basically arrive at some version of this business model that is more grounded into evidence outside, and then you try to kind of like execute that model farther, which is many different ways. And Brian with Research Foundation has been very successful, I think, at that.
And ICOR also, to the point about the strength of communities, it's not just UWM. It's UWM, Marquette, MSOE, Concordia, and the Medical College. And so we bring those teams together, and they're mixed together. We just wrapped up with a group last night. They're in the room interacting, and they learn as much from people across the room as they do from the instructional and the facilitators in the room. So it's helping bring the universities together. And the other thing about ICOR is it really leverages UWM's strength as an R1 university. And so, you know, we have the strength in research, and ICOR is a strong commercialization element to get the most out of those discoveries.
And I think going back to your question, how it relates to the community, the key element of ICOR is that every pair of academic and student is teamed up with the outside mentor. And the outside mentor's role is very important. It's someone who has a very unbiased opinion about the prospects of, you know, product market fit or like how this technology can help someone. So we think of mentors, you know, every team has a mentor as an extension of the teaching team, and they can enforce this evidence-based process. And the mentors, so we had more than 100 mentors in the program, they're part of the community. So they're either people from the industry or successful entrepreneurs or just people who are interested in the process and like want to get back to the university.
So they're helping to teach the teachers in a sense, correct?
They're an important part of the team. They bring a richness to us. We've had venture capitalists. We've had people that came through as a mentor and then saw that it was valuable and brought their own company back through the process. So it's really strengthened the whole program is having those community ties.
Brian, you mentioned the other universities that are connected to UWM and the ICOR program, that federally funded initiative. But there are also, I'm going to say, a dozen or maybe dozens of smaller groups that have been talking about entrepreneurship, talking about innovation here in Milwaukee, turning Milwaukee into a different kind of city in terms of, frankly, being more inviting to people who do want to invent and create than perhaps the scene that we had 10 or 15 or 20 years ago. Will the Lubar Entrepreneurship Center provide a home or some sort of access to all of these other groups that are walking around the town talking about entrepreneurship?
Absolutely. Again, the strength is in the network. And so we're already connected. The Generator Program, which is a nationally recognized accelerator, has a program called G-Beta, which we've been running at UWM that we will now move into the center. And this is an early look at the incubator process and complements nicely with things, other programs that we have. Scale Up Milwaukee is a program that helps companies that have revenue grow. And we will also host them in the Lubar Entrepreneurship Center and so that they can interact with our students, but also our students can interact with companies that are a little further down the road, revenue companies that are looking to scale. So there's a lot of great things happening in Milwaukee, and we want to be an important node in that network of activity.
Yeah. I think you can draw an analogy here with growing up in a like multi-generational family, right? You as a kid, you see your parents who are working, and then you see your grandparents who are wise and providing some advice. And I think entrepreneurship, like going from a very tiny idea, which is very fuzzy, to a company, it's a long process, and it requires a lot of sort of generations to help you. And what was missing, in my opinion, is that place where this like generation in terms of success of entrepreneurs can come together. So Scale Up is on advanced level. You already have revenue, right? And students who are just studying, they can actually see that, it's all possible. There's this ladder, and there are people who can actually provide some advice how you can go up.
So how open are today's college students to that mentoring? I remember when I was 18 or 19 years old, I thought I had it all figured out. I had a lot of ideas, and I was so convinced I was right so often. Do you ever have this collision of youthful exuberance and the wisdom that Ilya was talking about?
Yes, and it's a wonderful collision. I mean, there are people that come in. We don't have all the answers either. We learn from each other. But there are students that come in that think their idea has got it nailed, and they learn from talking to customers that maybe they need to pivot, and that's a great thing. Pivot is a sort of a rebranding. We don't call it failure. Entrepreneurship is about search. And if there's one key lesson that we can impart to these individuals as they start their career, it's about being flexible, about looking for opportunity, and being willing to being willing to change direction when that one doesn't look like the right opportunity.
And that engineering student, again, I keep coming back to your discipline, Ilya. There's a rigor in becoming an engineer. It's a tough road because of the calculus and all of the academic programs. For a student who is so accustomed, perhaps going back to the AP classes in high school of really hitting the books and really, really focusing on the content that they have to memorize and integrate into themselves. How difficult is it for that student who's accustomed to kind of living in that silo to say, that's not enough. If I want to be successful, I have to talk to people who I might never have imagined having contact before.
Right. So for engineering students and for students who have really rigorous programs, engineers are not the only ones, of course. I want to be respectful to other disciplines.
But they're not in the room, so that's why I'm giving you the credit here.
I think the most important thing for engineering students is to learn engineering and complete their degree because, the degree stays with them, education stays with them for the rest of their life. But it is equally important to not just be a person who can solve any problem. And that's what kind of we are proud of. Engineers are problem solvers. But also people who can actually identify the right problems to solve. And that's where entrepreneurship innovation is about. What is the right problem to solve? And it's hard. Yeah, the mold is there. When students go through, 4, 5, 6 years of education, they have a very particular way of thinking. And I think that's why we're trying to catch them early. We're trying to catch them as freshmen. And we're trying to you know, plant those seeds of, well, think about, like, question things, you know, like, why are we solving this? Why are we using thermodynamics to this? Why is this problem important?
And there's a phrase called, you know, it's a T-shaped individual. We need people who are deep in nursing and understand health sciences and architecture and engineering, and they need to go deep in their area. But they're also in the economy, and the job market's going to look very different 5 years from now and 10 years from now. And so we'd be remiss if we didn't give them that broad set of skills that you can get from innovation entrepreneurship. That's what we're trying to do in the Lubar Entrepreneurship Center.
Brian, earlier you said that you stole a lot of good ideas from different places around the country that have done innovation programming, entrepreneurial programming, and have built in some cases their own facilities. I think you mentioned, you were out on the East Coast, West Coast, so big universities you've been at. How will UWM's Lubar Entrepreneurship Center be different from what already is out there?
Well, we took ideas, but we also have to adapt it to what works for Milwaukee. So we are an R1 research institution with great undergraduate research opportunities, and so we can leverage those connections. We also have great ties at UWM with industries, and the research centers that are emerging around connected systems and data sciences and other areas will help inform what we're doing and create opportunities for our students. So I think the trick is to take ideas from other places, but adapt it in a way that's going to work for Milwaukee and for UWM.
Yeah, it's another interesting thing about our center, which is different from others, it's not on the periphery. A lot of times, entrepreneurial centers, they're either outside of campus, you know, they might be like in an urban environment.
Or often a research park.
Right. Either research park, edge of town, you know, somewhere like, you know, where students do not have easy access to it. Or amazing places, you know, on the West Coast can be in the center of the campus, but they might be, for example, focused primarily on graduate students, not undergraduate students. So for us, I think it was important to be this kind of hub, like an airport terminal where everyone comes in, you know, starting from the visitors to campus, to undergraduate students, to graduates, to faculty. So faculty come in and teach together to community, right? So this is, and the location is like, you couldn't ask for a better location. So we're really
blessed. We have a coffee shop.
And we have a coffee shop.
And that coffee shop, as you mentioned, is open to the public. We said that it is at the gateway to the campus. For our listeners who might want to wander in, what are the hours? When can they come in and buy a cup of coffee and kind of look around?
Standard building hours, Monday through Friday. The Welcome Center is actually open on the Saturdays as well because we have tours that run all the time coming to UWM. So with due respect to my Welcome Center colleagues, if your family's interested in UWM, come by and schedule a tour. We'd love to show you around not just the Entrepreneurship Center, but the whole campus because there's a lot of great things happening there.
And see how it might be a good fit for a student. Gentlemen, thank you so much. It sounds like it's going to be an exciting summer for you as you open the doors to the Lubar Entrepreneurship Center. We wish you the very best. I know you've spent years talking, planning, dreaming about it, and that dream is about to be fulfilled. So we wish you the very best as the Lubar Entrepreneurship Center will be open for business.
Thanks for having us, Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
Brian Thompson and Ilya Advid, both key members of the new Lubar Entrepreneurship Center on campus, are guests on this edition of UWM Today. That's all for this week's program. Take care, everybody. We'll see you next week at the same time. I'm Tom Lujack.
You've been listening to UWM Today with host Tom Lujack, the weekly program where you get to meet the people behind one of America's top research universities, University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. Playing a vital role in shaping the future of Milwaukee and Wisconsin, UWM's diversity, academic excellence, and world-class research contribute to the region's economic development and quality of life. Learn more at uwm.edu.